Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Aleph. Mi heim hachotim leshev betanis. The Mechaber discusses where a person might be allowed or not allowed to fast. Hayeshev betanis, im yochel lizbol hatanis nikra kadosh. If somebody does fast and is able to, such a person is called a holy person. Because this person is eschewing the physical and seeking to enhance and uplift and expand his spirituality, his non-physical being. So he's a kadosh. But that's because he's able to. He's able to set aside his physical needs, and he's able to subsist on very little or on what was eaten yesterday, and his body won't become compromised health-wise, v'im lav. But if he's not able to, he can't be sovelist. In other words, it's going to have ill effect on this person. So then this person he's not committing suicide, but there is some similarity to that. He's ruining his physical body that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, that he needs in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then it's a terribly wrong thing to do. And so we know the halacha is that if somebody puts himself in danger by fasting, even on Yom HaKippurim, he's called an avaryan, he's a chayte. Kegain she'enai bari v'chazak, he's not healthy and strong. Nikra chayte, such a person is a sinner. Beis, Talmud Chacham, einai rashai leishe betainis. A Talmud Chacham, even if it will not have deleterious effect on his health, he's not allowed to fast, certainly not day after day. Leshe betainis sounds like the kind of practice that would be common and that would be repeated. He's not allowed to do that, this Talmud Chacham, mipnei shememayit b'melaches shemayim. It's not going to allow the person to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu the way this Talmud Chacham can. Better that the Talmud Chacham should learn more material, more hours, teach more people. Ela im kein, unless, of course, it's not his own private tainus. Ela im kein kishe hatzibur misanim. Of course, when the tzibur, the whole congregation, or that whole town, city, or obviously Klal Yisrael, is all fasting, misanim shelo yifroish atzmai mehem, then it's important not to be different, not to separate himself from the rest of Klal Yisrael. I remember when a fast was declared after Le'aleinu, the terrible losses of soldiers, and then the captivity of soldiers who were taken captive in 1973 during the Yom Kippur War. And there was a declared fast, and we were discussing, we should, we shouldn't, is there a fast, isn't there a fast? And people weren't quite clear on who had declared, is there a fast? You have to not be perished from the tzibur. And when the fast is declared by the great men, by the leaders of Klal Yisrael, so I was a very young person, but I wanted to know, is there a fast, is there not a fast? I don't remember exactly why it wasn't so clear, but it wasn't. And I actually called to the Lower East Side, to the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshiva Tiferes, Tiferes Yerushalayim, to Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. It was a teenager. I wanted to know. Yes, no, because our friends, we weren't clear. And he said, absolutely, there should be a fast. So then, of course, when there's a declared fast, everyone has to fast. And the Talmud Chacham we're talking about here is a person who is deciding, you know, for himself that he needs to or should fast. It's also important to know that if there are certain chatoyim that a person has to fast in order to purge themselves and to achieve forgiveness for those chatoyim, those are exceptions, even for a Talmud Chacham. But otherwise, the Talmud Chacham should remain strong and be able to learn Torah at his height, in his most fervent and with all the exuberance and strength that he can. He shouldn't have fasts that are unnecessary. And then the Mechaber says, Umlamde tinaika is dinam kitalmid chachamim. That people who teach young children have the same din as a Talmud Chacham. It's so important that the children have a Rebbe with energy to teach them, and with patience, and with strength, that Melamed Tanaka says the din like a Talmud Chacham, that he shouldn't be fasting unnecessarily. Gimel, Ir Shekifu Akum, a city surrounded by, threatened by Oedek Kachavim Umazalis, V'chein Yochid HaNirdach Mepnei Oedek Kachavim Umazalis, Mepnei Listim, or he's being pursued by marauders or robbers, Mepnei Ruach Ra'ah, or some terrible spirit, some kayach that's coming against us, Le'aleinu Einam Rasha'im Le'his'anois. They're not allowed to fast, Shalei L'Shaber Kayachah. They need to have their strength in order to defend themselves and in order to, if necessary, be able to run away and successfully escape. Elo Yikablu Aleim L'his'anois Kachvakach Ta'aniois L'chhe She'yinotzlu. Instead, they should take upon themselves, or he or she should take upon himself or herself, a fast or numbers of fasts after they Emir Tzashem survive, after they save themselves. But they should, if a person needs to have nutrition on Yom Kippur in order to save themselves, absolutely, of course. And there were many people in situations where they were so weakened, because they were in slave labor camps during World War II. Nazis Yimach Shemam had weakened people to the extent that Rabbanim said to them, of course you're not going to fast on Yom Kippur. People did, in the main, people fasted anyway. That's the terrible evil and cynicism of our enemies, that they know that we're going to try to avert the tragedy that they're trying to bring upon us by our fasting. So what we are then supposed to do is fast, and they are going to tell us, don't you dare, don't declare a fast. Then what we do is say, indeed, we will not declare a fast now, but we are all committed to being misane, to fasting, after the gzeir, after the terrible decree, is going to be removed from us. We'll serve Hashem in more strength and with greater spirituality when that opportunity will avail itself. Tavkuf Ayin Beis. Beizi Yomim Ein Gozrim Tanis Tzibur. Some days of the year, days of joy and of simcha, when we are not allowed to fast. And there's therefore a prohibition that the Tzibur, even the Tzibur, cannot declare, cannot institute a fast. Ein Gozrim Tanis Al HaTzibur B'tchila B'yem Chamishi. We don't begin the cycle of Sheni and Chamishi, the fasts of Sheni, Chamishi, and Sheni, we don't begin with a Chamishi, with a Yom Chamishi, with a Thursday, Shleil Hafkia Sha'arim. Because if we start with fasts on a Thursday and suddenly there's a rush for food, midday or afternoon, because everyone has been fasting, and it's before Shabbos, so it's going to cause prices to go up, and it'll make, for some, the food not only difficult to buy, but maybe in some cases even unaffordable. Even where you don't have to worry about that, because the vast majority of the town or city are Gentile, nevertheless, it's something that we are supposed to be very careful about. Now, the later Acharonim discuss how, if indeed we are living in times and in a place where it's not necessary, where we're not going to see those kinds of price hikes, then it's permitted, if necessary, with a sudden emergency, to announce that there's a fast, even if that day is a Thursday. Beis, Ein Gozrin Tanis Al HaTzibur B'Rosh Chodeshim. Rosh Chodesh is like a Yom Tov, so we cannot and should not say that it'll be a fast day, institute a fast day on a Rosh Chodesh. Oy B'Chanukah, U'Purim, Oy B'Chulo Shel Moed. These are all days that are days of joy. V'im hischilu l'hisanes al hatzara, afilu yom echad. If they announced a series of fasts, didn't realize that in their series of fasts, one of the days, they said, for instance, they said, we're going to do Sheni Chamishi Sheni for the next 6 weeks, and then Rosh Chodesh comes out on one of those days. Ufaga behem yom echad me'elu. And then there it is. That day is a fast day. So misanin u'mashlimin hayoim b'tainus. They should fast. And if they had been fasting, obviously they should continue the fast and not disrupt it. Now, we understand that there are poskim who say, and Mishnah Brura brings, that if they didn't realize when they said, okay, we're going to do, you know, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, Monday, Thursday, they didn't realize that one of those days is going to be Rosh Chodesh, so then they really were not makabel that tainus knowingly for Rosh Chodesh. In that case, they would not fast, they would not finish the fast, because it was entirely b'taus, it was entirely mistaken. Just as an aside, it mentions here, you know, Purim. So this also includes Purim Katam. This week, Eretz Hashem, is Purim Katam. Erev Shabbos, Purim Katam. And we don't fast on Purim Katam, but that's the last simon in Shulchan Aruch. Tav Reish Tzadi Zayin. Gimel. Tzibur, shebikshu ligzar tainis, sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. So a tzibur that instituted the fasts, which of the fasts that the Gemara in Tainus describes, when Le'aleinu is Atziris Gishamim, and the threat that there will be Chalila Ra'avon, that there won't be what to eat, so then we fasts, our fasts are in the series of Monday, Thursday, Monday, and if they did declare a fast of Sheni V'chamishi V'sheni, Upaga B'Tainus, Tu Bishvat, and if Tu Bishvat comes out on one of these days, Hatanis Nitcha. Then they don't fast that day and fast another day the next week. Nitcha l'Shabbos Haba'ah. Then the fast is moved and will be fulfilled a week later. Kadei Shalo Yigzidu Tanis Petu Bishvat. Because Shehu Reish Hashanah Lo Ilanois. Reish Hashanah Lo Ilanois means that it's a time to celebrate, and to celebrate specifically the provision of food, so that it's very much an inappropriate day for a tanis. The Rama says, Mihu im hischilu l'hisanois, if however they began, particularly if they understood when they were guys of the tanis, that they're going to do it even for days like Rosh Chodesh, like Tu Bishvat, and they said that we're going to have a tanis anyway, then im hischilu l'hisanois, if they actually began to fast on that day, ein mafzikin, kemoi b'Rosh Chodesh v'Chol HaMoed. We have the same thing as Rosh Chodesh v'Chol HaMoed. If they knowingly took upon themselves a fast that day because of the severity of the matter for which they're fasting, then they would continue to fast. Tov kuf ayin gimbal. Shabbat la Megillas Tanis. There used to be a tradition of very many days in the year where we did not fast, because Baruch Hashem, there had been Yeshuas Hashem on those days. And those days were celebratory days, days when we had reason to celebrate for the many, many great tovos, the many good turns HaKadosh Baruch Hu had granted us. Unfortunately, those very same days, subsequently, during the centuries of our history, those very same days became days of tragedy, in days that became very painful, and painful in our memory. And that therefore, the halacha is, Hilchasa Batla Megillas Tanis. Those many days that originally had been days when we were not allowed to fast, that's no longer applicable. V'chol hayamim haksuvim bo, all those days, in that long ledger of days where we used to not be allowed to fast, mutar l'hisanis b'hem. We are now allowed to fast on those days. V'chol shekein, certainly lifneim ulachareihem. We certainly are allowed to fast before that date and after that date. Chutz mechanuka upurim. Except for Chanukah and Purim, she'asur lehisanis b'hem ba'atzma. Where on those days themselves we're not allowed to. And as I mentioned, we paskin that way for Purim Katan as well. Aval lifneim ulachareihem muta. But before, after, so if somebody wants to fast Erev Chanukah, they're allowed to. When we say before Purim, of course, there's a fast, that's Tanis Esther. But, for example, before Purim Katan, if somebody would want to fast this week, Thursday, they would certainly be allowed to. And just as an aside, we mentioned earlier the idea of Sheni V'Chamishi, and if that comes out on Tu B'Shvat this year, it just so happens that Tu B'Shvat was, if I recall correctly, Tu B'Shvat was a Chamishi, was a Thursday. Before Chanukah and Purim, or before and after Chanukah, Purim, Katan, it would be permissible to fast. V'chein Shabbosayis v'yamim tovim, v'rosh chodeshim, mutarim lefneihem u'lachareihem. Similarly, Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, one is allowed to fast Erev Rosh Chodesh, Erev Shabbos, and of course, Erev Rosh Chodesh is, in many instances, a day to fast specifically, and to say special slichas, Yom Kippur Katan. The Rama says, "Mi sheyesh le nisuin b'Chanukah, someone who's being married, Baruch Hashem, on Chanukah, ain loy lehis anes. Even though normally the Chasen Kala fast because it's a day of forgiveness for them, but if it's on Chanukah, they should not fast. Avalim yesh le nisuin b'Nisan, but if they're marrying during Chodesh Nisan, misane b'yem chupasa, then." The minig is that the Chasen Kala fast, even though many others would say we don't want to fast in Nisan because it's an entire month during which many, many are noyhig not to even say Tachanun, because it's the day of, in the beginning of the month, the Nisiyim and the Chanukas HaMishkan, and then it's Yom Tov, and then post Yom Tov it's still the celebration of the Geula until Iyar. But the Rama says that Chasen Kala should fast. B'yam Chupasa. Afilu b'Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Even on Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself, where normally on Rosh Chodesh one would not fast, Shehu echad min hayamim shemis'anim b'hem. Kilakamon, as is written up later in Seif Simin Tov Kuf Pei. And that's because it was a terrible, there was a terrible tragedy, of course, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the sad demise of Aharon HaKohen's eldest two sons, of Nadav and Abihu. Tav Kuf Ayin Dalet, Shenoisnin B'Tainis Chumrei HaMokim Sheyotzev V'Holach L'Sham. When somebody is part of a city and has responsibility like a member of, like a citizen of that city, if his city is in a fast, he should be fasting. But if he travels away from that city, particularly if he travels away before that fast's beginning, so he's out of town for that fast day, ha'hilach mimakom shemisanin lamakom she'ein misanin. So he's leaving town where his city is fasting, but he's not there that day. V'daita lachzar, but he plans on returning. In other words, he's still going to be living there. He's going home to where he lives. Tzorok l'hisanis kol taniyah shekibulu aleh. Then he has to be fasting, even though where he is, they're not in that tzara, they haven't declared the fast, but he has to be responsible as a good citizen of where he lives. So particularly where he was there when the fast was declared, and they announced it's going to be a fast day, just because he's not there that day doesn't mean that he doesn't fast. So he'll end up being in a city with other Yidden, who are not fasting, and he'll have to fast because he has to take on the chumrah of the makom where he lives. And conversely, if somebody lives where they're not fasting, but he is now that day where the Yidden are fasting, then he should fast together with the people with whom he's spending his time, obviously because he's not to be parted from that sibur. Even though, of course, he's going to go home, he's not moving into that and not becoming a new citizen in another town. If, even that day in the middle of the day, he happens to leave the environs, the tchum of that city, maybe in the course of his doing business that day, he finishes early enough that he can leave at 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. Once he leaves the tchum of that city, since he's not part of that city, he'll be then allowed to eat. The Rama says, "V'dafke shebol l'sham b'yem hatainis, avlim bol l'sham mi b'yem tzarich lekabel olav hatainis v'tzarich l'hashlima." That's if he came after the Tainus Severi has begun. While he's there, he may not eat. When he leaves and leaves the tchum of that city, so he's no longer obligated in any way to do what those people in that city were doing. So now he can eat once he leaves the city. But if he was there at the very beginning of the Tainus, so then the Kabbalah Satanis was upon him as it was upon the people of that city. In that case, even after he leaves, he must continue the fast. He should not break his fast. Interestingly, the only kind of situation that we commonly get into in our day where it's similar to this is where somebody travels on a fast day and travels to a place where they are still fasting, and the person is now going to have an extended, let's say, Shavuos Batamis, or an extended Asar B'Tavis. In the case of Tisha B'Av, everybody agrees that the person has to continue the fast fully, and even though it's an extended, longer fast. So if somebody travels west, let's say from Eretz Yisrael, so in Eretz Yisrael they finished the fast 5-6 hours ago, but because someone has traveled west, so to speak, you know, with the sun, so it's still the same day, and the sun is still up, and it's before Shkia, so they have to continue the fast. However, Rav Vozna paskind that on Asar B'Tavis, Shavuos B'Tamis, some Gedalia, one can be mekel if necessary. If one's feeling tired, weak, then one could break their fast at Shkia, because there are some Rishonim who say that these fasts anyway should end at sunset. So such a person would be able to break their fast a little bit earlier than everybody else. But in that case, it would make perfect sense, yes, to break your fast if necessary a little bit earlier at Shkia, but to eat privately and not to eat in front of other people. So that, otherwise, we generally find it's very rare that some people are fasting and some people are not.